Councillor Nick Donoghue.
Thank you very much indeed for your answer. And I was amazed on the 31st of December to see the article. I'm very pleased to see it. Well, rest assured, I'm not going to read the entire article out, although it is worth reading, I think. But there was one, as I got to the end of the article, there was one sort of little hesitant moment when the former councillor, Councillor Stanton, suggested that there was... for it is him! That including a new part of the development would have been an imaginative thing to do. Yes, it could have been an imaginative thing to do, but what are your views, given that the John Harvard Library, the Harvard Library, is less than 500 metres away?
Yes, I read this article in which Councillor Stanton was quoted from The Guardian. It was one of those curious articles. I wasn't quite sure whether it was in praise or in opposition to the Shard. I'm incredibly proud of the fact that the Shard is coming to Southwark, and with it we'll be bringing 10,000 jobs and increased business rates for our borough, and that's at a time when we're changing the whole system of local government finance is a really good thing, so I think we should welcome it. And it's curious to see Councillor Stanton talking about a failure of imagination in terms of some of the public delivery of the Section 106 for the Shard, and I've listed there what I think have been the benefits, Section 106 benefits. And he did talk in that article about having a library in the Shard. I mean, you know, that was for his administration really to negotiate whilst he was leader, and maybe he had some difficulty there. What I do know is, as you pointed out, Councillor Donoghue, we have an incredibly successful library, John Harvard Library, just down the road, which I think is serving the people of our borough incredibly well. And as everybody knows here, we as an administration have kept all of our libraries open in this borough, as well as delivering and opening the Canada Water Library, as well as we'll be delivering on a new library at Gadwell Green, as well as, I hope and pray, we'll be delivering on a new library at Grove Vale, God willing and fingers crossed, and an agreement, Section 106 agreement being signed soon. So there's no lack of commitment to libraries, but as with failure of imagination, this administration, I think, has worked well with the sellers on implementing this Section 106 agreement.
I'd like to make a point of personal explanation, but I don't want to eat into members' question time, so I think it's important we do. Can I save it for the end of members' question time? But I thought that when Councillor Donoghue rose, he was perhaps going to ask for the introduction which Councillor Hargrove made of his record as Cabinet Member for the Environment to be retracted, but obviously not. Just a point of clarification, I think the Guardian aligned two separate points which I was making into one vote. One was that there was a failure of imagination, I think, on the part of the Council at the time when the Section 106 was being negotiated, which was before I became leader, to try and get something in the building which would draw the community in. And I used the example of the library, there may be others, but the fact is we have the tallest building in London, right in the heart of our community, but absolutely nothing in it that will draw ordinary people in from the street in their daily lives. And that's a point I made at the point when the planning application has been made. The second one is the failure that there is in this country, and this isn't a pop at this administration or any other, because I think the deal which we've done with the Shard of Jobs is probably the best that we can do, but you can't specify particular job outcomes out of particular big regeneration projects. If you look, for example, at the figures in Salford about the number of people in Salford who've got jobs from the BBC, from the whole of that BBC relocation programme, it's a very, very small number of jobs that have been generated for people who live in Salford. And the problem we have in this country, partly to the EU procurement regulations, is the inability to require absolute employment outcomes and jobs being created in terms of these Section 106. That's an important point for us.
The guillotine has now fallen.